to bring him food and drink to make sure he's okay. I mean, what wife would agree that her husband leaves her for days and with the children to take care of them by herself? And for something that they both did not understand much about, why was the Prophet ﷺ sitting in the cave to meditate and reflect? Days passed like that, even years, until finally the moment has come when Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now we will talk about this more inshallah when we talk about the seerah. And when we talk about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will talk about beautiful facts, many, many things people do not know. Inshallah we'll be talking about the smallest of details when we talk about that, if Allah wills inshallah. But one of the things you can try to imagine sitting by yourself in that dark cave at night, and then creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have never seen anything like that before appears before you, and Jibreel alayhi salam hugs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so hard. Some say some of the Prophet's ribs cracked. You know, the ribs that we have, these bones are very strong, by the way. It's hard to crack these. Normally it does not crack unless you are in a car accident. When you are in a car accident and you hit yourself against the dashboard in the front and the steering wheel, this is the only way when we can crack them. So you can imagine how hard Jibreel alayhi salam hugged the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said Iqra. And it's a common mistake that we think that Iqra means read. Iqra does not mean read. Iqra, the one he said it to him was recite. There is a difference between recite and read. When I show you a paper, I say, read this for me. But Jibreel did not have anything to show the Prophet, read this for me. He said, recite. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ma ana biqari, I cannot read. That was his answer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam can recite, but he cannot read because he never been to school. So Jibreel let him go. He said, fa'arsalani. He let me go for a little bit and then he hugged me again. Until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I thought I was going to die. This is how hard he hugged the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said again, Iqra, recite. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ma ana biqari, I cannot read. And then for the third time, and then Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, as the first surah in the Quran was revealed. Now, many people try to understand why did Jibreel hug the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam so hard. And scholars have many different opinions. Some say because he wanted to make sure the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is awake. You are not having a dream that you see me and stuff like that. So it's reality. You're not dreaming. Some say because Jibreel is telling him this is serious. You know, when you shake someone, like, this is serious. What's going to happen from this point on is something that is serious. Some say, and this is one of the beautiful opinions, that Jibreel missed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for he was promised to see the best of mankind since the beginning of creation. So he has been waiting for this moment, and that's why he hugged the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam so hard.